There we go. As Chairman Brad Holton, I'll bring the meeting back to order. We are on the agenda item of fiscal year 2026 budget workshop number two between the time period of 1:30 and 3:30. And we're going to get an update for the trial court administrator.
Good afternoon. First off, Chris Paulson, the deputy trial court administrator, he had to go to Jim County for a drug court graduation, so he can't be here, and Judge Whitney is doing sentencing.
Oh boy.
Court calendar. So I will start out with the district court budget.
It's okay.
Budget, and that is the only budget since budget workshop number one that we have some changes.
Okay.
I gotta see where my changes are. I apologize. We back in part time, 413050. We backed out $25,350. We had that in the plan book for a part time court assistance office, but we backed that out of there. So that was reduced, but in our, and because we had asked for a full-time position in the court assistance office, and you guys had approved that at least at the last hearing. Hope you remember that.
Yeah.
guarding ad litem, it's, of course, it was 250 minus 65,000. The one area Sarah added for us, a line item for radio equipment.
Okay.
So we had $5,800 in protective gear.
Okay.
And we just moved all of that to radio equipment because that is to purchase a radio for our Marshals division. So protective gear is 554446. That is zero. When we appeared before you at our first budget hearing, we were waiting on human resources to look at four positions for reclassification or market adjustments. Well, the good news is they are in the right classification. Marty Danner provided us with the market adjustments that needed to be in just three positions, one position was compensated. I don't know if you use the word correctly or accurately, but the amount that we added to the plan.
We didn't add it to the plan yet.
Oh, we haven't added it to the plan, but the amount that Marty gave us total for all three positions for market adjustment is $18,867.42.
So which line item is that on?
That was 413080. We would put it in the new reclassified positions, but we couldn't insert it in plan book yet. But we sent Sarah Marty Danner's email, so she had reference for Marty's review.
So, Sarah, do you have that in?
It's not in our one yet, but I will put it in.
Get it in, okay. Can you read the number to me again? Because my number is just showing 10,000.
413080.
Okay.
Chairman, I have a question.
The amount?
$18,867.42.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
And pardon me for talking over you, Chairman. I was on the same thing. So will the total adjustment to that new and reclassified line be 28,000 or 18,867.42?
28. I think it'll be 28.
Okay.
So the 18,867 is added to the 10,973. Okay, thank you. Let me put a big plus sign there. All right. Okay.
And I don't have any other changes in the district court's budget.
So the change total will be 28,000, will it be a little over 28,000?
Yes, that's what I minded, that's why I asked a clarifying question, because I saw the difference, but I didn't know if that recalculation was gonna replace the, it's just, thank you, it's 28,000.
18,000, okay. 28.
Okay.
I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Is that what you have, Sarah?
We're updating the 96. We're adding 18 more thousand to.
Okay.
Well, sorry, no, that's my question.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
It'll be an increase of 29,840 if you add the two together. 840.42.
So the 96 is going up 18 to be correct. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Taking one again, 18.
18,867.42. Okay. So 114,910. Okay. I think we're there.
For the district court fund, there has been no other changes.
Okay. So it just takes the 18, taking the 18 out of the total expenses instead of a minus 197. Okay. All right, so that's for district court.
Yes, the next one would be family court services.
Correct.
There has been no changes since our first budget.
Since last time. Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
Number three.
Here.
Court device.
Yes, court device, same, no changes,
no changes.
Since.
Okay.
And number four is court facilities. We have no changes.
Okay. And mental health court?
Mental health court has no changes.
Okay. Still the 5,200 increase. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And drug court?
Yes.
There is no changes. The one thing we do have in this, and it was in the first budget hearing, was it the part-time position we're asking for? It's in the part-time request, and it was the 33,800. That will be, we will get state revenue for that position, and then we will invoice Jim County to make up the difference.
Okay.
So it's, I guess, for lack of a better word, we're like a pass through.
Okay.
And if you're ready,
Did you compensate for the pass through up above in the revenues?
Yeah, it, we didn't with Jim County. I don't think so. We can change that. We did with the revenue. Is it under operating? Yes.
The revenue from the state includes it, but the difference between the two will invoice Jim County and then they'll reimburse us. That amount is not included as revenue in here.
So our expenses and our revenue is not
lining up.
Truly lining out.
So we would, you know, and we're going to be invoicing them. Maybe, I don't know, Sarah and Kyle, I apologize for not catching this earlier, if we would have in this drug court budget, if it would be other agency reimbursement line in here, and then when Jim County sends us the check for the difference, we put it there.
Because this is different than the one line that you have in here, because this is coming from the county, not the state, correct?
Yes, it's coming from
Jim County.
Jim
County, not the state testing fund.
Would it always be coming from Jim County in the future?
Yes.
Okay, so are you comfortable with putting a new revenue line item then?
And just to double check, that's drug court, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
82592.
Yes, 82592.
And we will provide you guys a copy of the invoice we sent to Jim County.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, are you ready to move to misdemeanor? Well, it's not misdemeanor, actually. It's DUI court, because they do take felonies. We have no changes in that budget from
okay.
the first budget hearing.
Okay. I'm still waiting on drug court.
Okay.
So the rev will increase. If there's nothing significant, that's not worth having you to have to come back again for round three, right? Agreed, clerk? We're good with that? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Moving right along. Misdemeanor DUI court is what I have next.
Yes, we have no changes.
No changes there. All right.
No.
Okay.
And
we have Veterans Court.
Veterans Court, no changes.
All right.
I think I have one more.
Juvenile Drug Court.
Yes, no changes.
Okay. All right. Kyle.
Going back to the drug court.
Yes.
You have a rough number of what you wanted to put in there.
Oh, for
Jim County?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you can I get back to you on
can
that?
Can we get back to you?
It's under 10,000.
Okay. No,
I want to say around 6, but
yeah,
exact, I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
And then because I got a little discombobulated.
Really?
When you looked over here to ask us if they needed to come back, I only caught part of what they said. What was that? I don't remember what that changed or what it was that we were just talking about that they didn't need to come back for. I think it was.
It was that.
That, right, the Jim County drug court line.
No, it was just revenue on that.
You're good. I got myself lost then.
Yeah,
no, you're good.
We're trying to look out for you.
I thought we moved to a different fund, so I was.
No.
You're good.
All right. Okay. So with those two changes, I guess, clerk, you can put that revenue line in and add that. I guess I'm trying to get to determine clearly that we don't need to have another workshop with them if that's all there is of change.
Yeah, so we updated that
okay.
A budget line item from earlier in discussion, and then we've added the revenue line, then we'll just wait to see what the...
Wait till the approximate number is.
Yeah. What are, obviously, it's 5 to 10,000, so...
Right, okay.
We'll get that. We'll work with them to get that updated.
Okay. Anything else?
No, I think that's it.
Any questions?
I don't have any. Thank you.
Okay. I'd make a motion then with the discussion that we've had and the discussions that's been enumerated and the clerk's aware of that and put it in, that I don't see a need to have another workshop unless something were to come up that we don't know about right now. And I'd make a motion that we take this under advisement as discussed and presented and move on.
I will second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All righty. Thank you. Is there any other discussion? Okay. Being that there's not, I'd make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. So consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.